All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Gym Fear 138 podcast. Now, I'm very, very sorry that this episode is late, but on last Wednesday, I recorded with a friend for his podcast, FNGR, for no good reason on YouTube, his King of Limbo podcast. So I'm going to be appearing on that within the next couple of weeks here. I didn't even know that I was supposed to be the King of Limbo until like halfway through the fucking, like maybe a third of the way through the thing. We talked for like 2.5 hours. And I wound up catching alcohol poisoning. How do you catch alcohol poisoning, you ask? You drink too much. There you go. That's the secret. If any of you were wondering, I have solved the mystery, and it cost me, I don't know, probably 4 hours worth of sleep. Yeah, so I was dead for about 2 days straight. Just absolutely dead, low energy, dehydrated. It wasn't a good scene. It wouldn't have been a good podcast. I mean, this one's probably not going to be good because it's going to be rushed. So if it's a little bit under the hour mark, then I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I'm kind of throwing this all together on Sunday just to get something out this week. It would have done it last night, but I had a conversation with John Mollison, who is the audiobook guy for Castalia House. And that conversation is going to be next week's podcast. So you can all look forward to that. It was a really fun conversation. We just kind of talked shit for about 2 hours and 17 minutes. It was a lot of fucking fun. I like John. He's a good guy. Speaking of which, he has a new book out called... Fuck. I had this problem last night. I'm sorry. I'm still not recovered from the alcohol poisoning. This is how I know I'm getting old. Like, I just recently turned 29. And my body's fucking breaking down because I caught it used to be like I'd get alcohol poisoning, I would pass out in the yard, and then I would wake up the next day, get a cup of coffee, and be ready to go. You know, drink a big fucking glass of water, get a cup of coffee, be ready to go. Nope, not anymore. I'm laid up for like 2 days, and so I need to stop drinking so goddamn much. But let's see, I'm at Amazon. I'll put a link to this in the description so you can all go get it, because honestly... John is a good writer, and he deserves more readers. So, it's called Sudden Rescue. I keep getting it confused with John DeLaRosa's book, Rescue Run. But it's called Sudden Rescue, and it's about a space trucker saving a space princess. And from what he tells me, it's heavily influenced by Jeff Rose blog posts and Appendix N and stuff like that. So, it promises to be a really, really good story. And given the quality of his writing that I've read in the past... I'm willing to vouch for it. So there you go. Hop on in. There'll be a link in the description to that. But yeah, like I say, that conversation will be coming next week. Hold on. Let me get some water. It's the middle of the day and I can't do day drinking anymore. I'm not in fucking high school anymore. I would also like to take a moment to just thank everybody who sent me well wishes and everything like that after my last blog post went up advertising Queen's Air. And explaining my health problems and Mr. Boyle's reaction to it, which, by the way, Mr. Boyle, you told me that you listened to the podcast. So if you are, thank you again. I really don't think I'm going to be able to repay you properly, but I'll do my best. Hopefully I had a couple of people come to me and say that they'll go and pick the book up based on my recommendation and a description of your character. So, hopefully we will have net you a few new readers, and I'll be on my way to repaying that debt. But yeah, thanks for everybody who got in touch and said, I hope your eye heals up. It's coming along. It's basically in stasis right now. The sinus infection is starting to go away, though, so that's good news. But I go back on the 4th, and I'm going to see if the doctor thinks it's okay to just hit me in the eye again, and hopefully we'll get this cleared up and I can get back to work, because it's absolutely killing me. I mean, killing me that I can't come home and immediately start recording stuff. Because, like I say, this is what I want to do as a job. I love doing this. I shell out all this money for this equipment. You know, I've spent a lot of time refining my technique. And it hurts my fucking soul that I can't come home and work on what I want to do. But I have been a busy little beaver in my own way. I've been writing a little and revising my writing. I'm a slow writer, guys. I'm terrible at it. But I did submit a story to Misha Burnett's 21st Century Pulp anthology that he is putting together. Got shot down. But I'm going to go and work on another story idea that I have that me and John talk about and submit that. So I just have to actually get on writing the goddamn thing. Fortunately, I have a month, so I get to be lazy for like a week and then like rush. But yeah, been writing, been editing. Also, you may have noticed some changes on the blog, so let me just pull it up so that I'm not missing anything here. Now, it's just standard shit that I'm trying to, basically I'm trying to get my money up, and a good way to do that, according to someone whose financial advice, economics advice I take very seriously, Aaron Clary, who you should all go subscribe to on YouTube, read his blog at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com, listen to his podcast, just the Aaron Clary podcast, on SoundCloud and iTunes. He puts out 2 a week, very productive guy, that, like, his little online media empire is his job. That's what he does. He's self-employed. But one piece of advice that he gave out is affiliate links are really good for monetizing your traffic. He puts it as, you know, you've got this stream of people coming to your blog, and all of these companies are out here saying, hey, if you advertise for us, people click on the ad, they go to our site, they buy stuff, we'll give you a commission on whatever they buy for driving traffic to us. Now that sounds like the sweetest deal imaginable. It's not a big commission, but eventually, if you get enough people doing it, then, you know, you can start earning a lot more money. And like I say, I'm trying to make this my job. So I'm trying to do what Aaron Clary did, essentially. Hang on, I gotta take my medicine. So in the interest of doing that, I have gone to a couple of places. One, I got an Amazon affiliate account. Now, like I said, what this does is you just go to my blog and, you have to have your ad block turned off to see the ad, because they give you, what you do is you sign up for the thing, you give them like your tax information and shit like that, and your address and your phone number, whatever. And they give you a little piece of HTML code. And Blogspot has this little widget where you can just put this widget on your thing, put in some HTML, and an image will appear on your blog. They also have rich text, which is how I do all of the advertisements on the right side of my blog, and like the dimension bucket and the laughably dapper shit. But Amazon gives you this code, and you put it in this widget, and you put it up on your blog, and then when people click on it, it has an ID number in the HTML code that is your specific ID number with the Amazon affiliate program. So they know that that traffic came from you, and it doesn't cost the customer anything else, and they give me a commission on whatever you buy. It's like a certain percentage. I don't know the exact percent. I'm going to have to go and reread. Also, I'm a little bit scatterbrained. I had a lot to drink last night and that while I was talking with John. But yeah, so if you guys are planning on buying anything through Amazon, I would appreciate it if you would just go to jimfear138.blogspot.com and click on the Amazon banner, and then you'll get taken to Amazon. It won't cost you anything else. Just a couple of extra seconds of your time, a couple of extra clicks. Just letting them know that I'm the one who drove the traffic to the site. And like I say, it doesn't cost you anything extra. So that's the Amazon affiliate. Another affiliate that I have, and I'm trying to do this with companies that I use frequently. Like I'm not gonna push you guys to a company that I wouldn't use their product or I wouldn't use their service. And the companies that I'm going for, I use frequently. So the other one is mycomicshop.com. That's another affiliate that I'm using. If you need comics, this is the place to get them. And I'm not just saying that because of the affiliate thing. Like, this is where I shop. Like, whenever I see a comic, it's like, oh, that looks cool. You know, the first place I go is mycomicshop.com. And it sounds like I'm, you know, shilling for the company just to get money. And partially I am. But I also use this site a lot. Like, I don't go to comic stores anymore. I don't have the time, you know, and really the money to pay out for gas and all of that stuff. And these guys run a very good service. I think they're based out of Texas. But they have rare comics. They have, so like, thanks to this company, I almost have every single Wildcats comic ever produced, including variant covers. Like, you set up a want list, you make an account, set up a want list, put the shit that you want on your want list. If it's not in the store yet, then they will email you when it becomes available. But depending on what you want, you need to be fucking quick. I have gotten sniped before trying to get... It happened recently with one of the Wildcats comics, and that really, really pissed me off. Because I only need, like, 2 or 3 comics to complete my collection. But They're usually not that expensive too. Like I think the most I've ever paid for a comic on there is like, I don't know, like $15 for a trade paperback, maybe 20, but that's like big. Like there's like, I don't know, like 8 comics in this one book. But yeah, usually if you're looking for something rare and it's just like a single issue, the most you'll pay is like $5. It's not all that expensive, but it's a really good site. They package their shit very well. It's always a bitch to get into, so the comics are 100% safe. So, like I say, if you ever need any comics, just go to my blog. And you have to, like, I couldn't figure this out because I'm retarded with technology. But they gave me, once again, they gave me some HTML code. And I put that in the widget. And they also have some GIFs that you can use. And one of them's this gigantic fucking banner ad with, like, Catwoman and the Penguin on it. And the other one's just, like, this little My Comic Shop, thousands and thousands of comics thing. It's actually a GIF. But I couldn't figure out a way to put the HTML code into the GIF. I just couldn't, like with the Amazon thing, you don't have to do anything. You just put the HTML code in there and boom, they give you an ad with like it moves and they advertise different products up there. You know, it's very, very slick. The My Comic Shop thing, if you want to use that affiliate link, you have to click on the buy comics at mycomicshop.com. The actual words. If you click on the GIF, it's not going to do anything. Like, I'm clicking on it right now. There ain't nothing. But then you click that, and it takes you directly to the store. And like I say, it's a very good service. I use it all the fucking time. I wouldn't be doing these affiliate programs with, like, I don't know, like Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that. Some shit that I'd never fucking use, and then I know you guys don't care about. So I like comics. A lot of you guys probably like comics. If you want to get some comics, that's the place to go. Just click on that that ad on the site before you go there so that they know that I sent you and I get a cut of whatever you spend. And like I say, it doesn't cost you anything extra. It just lets them know that I sent you. I've also started doing Project Wonderful. Now, I don't know if it's just my abrasive nature or the fact that I say stupid shit a lot, or I run my fucking mouth on the internet all the time, is people just look at my fucking Twitter feed and they're like, oh, hell no. I'm persona non grata. But I also got an account with Project Wonderful. And what Project Wonderful does is they let people bid on ad space. And they also let you sell ad space. So I'm selling ad space, essentially. And people get to bid on it, and the bids are very low. I haven't figured out how to set a minimum bid, so I'm essentially not making any money off of this, but, you know, time will hopefully work that out on its own. So I have no control over what really goes in there. I just basically set it to, like, NSFW is what I used. So basically anybody from, like, a children's book on Amazon, someone who wants to advertise their children's book on Amazon, up to like blood and guts and minor sexual themes and stuff like that. That's all NSFW means. It's not like you're going to see porn ads or anything on the blog. You know, I made sure that wasn't going to pop up because I know that some of y'all like to run clean, and that's fine. You know, also I don't really do the whole like tweet, like I don't tweet out porn or, you know, reblog porn on my Tumblr or anything like that. I try to keep the sexual shit in the back room where it fucking belongs. So you shouldn't be seeing any sexual, like explicitly sexual, you know, like butt fucking stuff going on in that ad box. But that's basically what that is. Like I say, I'm just out here trying to monetize this shit, trying to turn it into a business, trying to be a little entrepreneurial, good little capitalist. And I was recommended this by Dan Wolfgang at Azu Rain on Twitter, R-A-Y-N. Azu_Rain. And I trust the guy, you know, so I trust his recommendation. I don't think it's that big a deal. Or it won't turn into a big thing like it could with good. Like, that's one of the reasons that I'm doing it this way is Blogspot Blogger is already owned by Google. So anytime Google wants to, they could come in and shut me down. But I figure if they haven't gone for Aaron Clary yet, they're not going to come for me anytime soon. So I'm not really worried about it. I don't want to go with AdSense, which is Google's advertising thing. You know, it's basically just, you know, it's like the affiliate account. You know, they pay you out for advertising space. You put an ad up on your website via AdSense and they pay you for it, you know. But they also have a lot of community standard shit, and there's been a lot of stuff going down with people, you know, companies taking their ads down off of YouTube and shit like that. And I'm not really a YouTuber anymore. I barely use YouTube at all. I watch videos and shit like that, but I haven't uploaded anything in forever. Like, the podcast is mostly on the website. Like, the website is the only thing I really care about now. All the social media stuff is just for me to have fun and advertise, essentially. Just like, hey, I'm over here, I'm doing this, I wrote a new blog post, I've got a new audiobook coming out, you know, stuff like that. And to interact with friends and all of that. So, the website is where I'm kind of focusing my efforts right now. Like, YouTube is dying, so I've just almost completely abandoned ship. Maybe I'll set up a vid.me and I'll download all my old videos and I'll, you know, put them up over there. Cause I usually just, it's mostly audio anyway. So I just kind of keep the audio like an MP3 file or something, to save on space, and put that on a drive and put it up on archive.org. And then, you know, put it into a video file and put it up on YouTube. So the blog is really what I'm concentrating on. I need to write more. I really do need to write more. But like I said, alcohol poisoning kicked my ass this week. I'm turning into an actual old man in body as well as soul. Okay, so I think that's... Oh, one more. I'm going to look into getting an affiliate account with pretty much right as soon as I get done recording this. I'm going to be editing it, and, you know, there's going to be parts in the editing where I can just, like, let it play, because I've been running my fucking mouth for almost 20 minutes now, and I haven't stopped for any appreciable amount of time. So I'm going to look into getting an affiliate account with Right Stuff Anime. Let me see if I can get the actual name of the website. RightStuffAnime.com. And it's just one F. So it's RightStuffAnime.com. Once again, this is another one of those services that I use frequently. Like, I get about 5 emails a day from these bastards. They're running deals all the fucking time. Every day they have something new going on, or they're trying to advertise their stuff. And it's not exactly cheap, because, like I say, a lot of this stuff comes from Japan, so it's kind of expensive. But I don't know if they do used stuff, but they've got fucking everything. Like, just going off of the links, like anime and videos, manga and books. No, I'm already signed up for the email thing, guys. Fucking pop-ups, Jesus. Merch, figures and collectibles, apparel, audio, and games. So they're pretty much like a one-stop shop for all of your anime shit. And this is how I get my manga, this is how I get my anime. I've never had a problem with their services before. Not that I can remember, anyway. If I did, it would probably come up. Yeah, I'd probably remember. But then again, I'm a scatterbrained fucktard, so. But yeah, I'm going to be looking into getting an affiliate account with these guys. I might as well go ahead and click the dealio and start getting that set up. They think they're clever. Step 1, set up account. Step 3, profit. Nice. Way to go, guys. You're supposed to have step 2 and, like, a string of 5 question marks. And then step 3 is profit. That feel when they do the joke wrong. But, like I say, I use this all the fucking time. Whenever I have money to spend on anime. Because, like I say, it's expensive. And I don't like buying, like, oh, this is the first DVD in the series. No, I want the box set with, like, if it has extra shit in it, cool. If it doesn't, fine. I want the box set with both languages and the English subtitles. And I don't want to have to pay, like, $9 a DVD when I could just pay, like, $30 and get the whole fucking thing all in one piece. You know, I'm fucking weird like that. But the manga is not expensive. Usually it's like $9 a book plus shipping and handling. I don't know. Maybe they'll give me a discount if I'm an affiliate. That would be kind of nice, because I've got some shit that I want to get. But yeah, this is where I got, I got some of the Monster Musume mangas. I got Monthly Girls Nezaki-kun, which I sound like a total faggot right now, but it's a really good, funny show. And, you know, I followed Digibro for the longest time. I started following him back when he was doing pony stuff, MLP stuff. And when he moved over to talking about his one true love, anime, I followed him. You know, I kept going because I like the dude's content, and he's got a lot of insight that I didn't fucking know about because he's been involved in this world for years. And he made the point that, you know, this stuff doesn't really sell in America. Like, the market for anime is Japan. If you have a breakthrough hit, something like One Punch Man or Monster Musume or something like that, then that's awesome. They're really thankful for that. But they're not designing this shit for Western markets. Like, they hire companies to do dubs as a courtesy to their American audience. So they don't make a whole lot of money out of the Western market with this. So it's important to support these companies and producers that you like. Essentially the same thing that all of these YouTubers are bitching about now. And it really is bitching. Like I'm 100% with Aaron Clary on this one. Start a fucking website, you know, get all of your social media shit together, and then start selling ad space. Like, that's one of his biggest fucking points, is that there's thousands of people out there that would love to have a channel as big as, say, like, Armored Skeptic, you know, shill for their shit. Just put up an ad right at the front of your fucking video. Just, hey, you know, I like this product. These guys came to me and they want me to advertise, so I'm doing it. And, you know, make sure you actually read the fucking contract this time, dickhead. That non-disparagement clause is a bitch. But, you know, I mean, this is how Aaron Clary does it. Like, he went out there and he charted the path. Like, he sells ad space on his website, his podcast, and his YouTube channel. $100 a month, you get post on the website and an ad on the website. You get a spot in his ad role in his podcast. And you get a Cappy the Whore 4 video on YouTube, you know. And he does it for a whole fucking month. And then he sees where we are at the end of that. If you actually made your $100 back and you think it's worth it to continue, he'll continue. It's just like no obligation apart from that 1 month. And there's no fucking reason, no reason whatsoever, that these YouTubers could not be doing the same thing. And of course, I mean, you have to vet the people that are coming to you. You can't just, oh yeah, sure, I'll do whatever the fuck. But like they didn't do with Candid, you know, they didn't vet this company at all. They just saw the check and lost their fucking minds, you know. So I'm trying to kind of take the Aaron Clary route here. And I'm also trying to keep it relevant to my interests and hopefully the interests of you guys that are, you know, listening to this podcast or who read my blog frequently. Because I do appreciate you guys. And I am really grateful that you guys like reading my content and listening to my podcast and everything like that. I really am grateful. I'm amazed, frankly, that anybody wants to sit there for an hour and, like, wash their dishes or clean their house and listen to me bloviate on about bullshit for a straight fucking hour. I'm shocked and not appalled, but just shocked. Just, I cannot fucking believe it. It blows my mind that I put up a new post and then I check it in 2 days, and it's got 100 hits. It's like, what the fuck? There are 100 people who want... blah, 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 blah. There are 100 people who wanted to read my thing? Or, you know, at the very least, you know, like, I don't know, like 85 people, and some of them clicked twice. I don't know. It doesn't track numbers from me, so I know I'm not the one who's being counted in this numbers that I'm looking at here on Blogspot. But yeah, I figured with the affiliate stuff, I should try it. Keep it simple, stupid. You know, the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. So I'm going with companies that I like, that I use frequently, and I figure I've given these guys enough money within the past couple of years. Maybe it's time I get some kickback. And they're offering kickback, so why not take the kickback? You know? Also been thinking about doing a merch store, you know, like a Redbubble or something, but I don't have any art that I could use. Like, I suppose I could talk to Mage and ask if I could use the chibi thing, but that is really low quality, so I might just commission her to do a new one if she would be amenable to that. You know, maybe I'll go to Kukurio again and see if I can get them to do some... him, I believe, to do some art for me. That would be awesome. I love Kukurio's art. that's another person I would have no problem showing for. If they wanted some advertising, but they're much bigger than I am, so fuck it. But they did us some very good art for the Conan audiobook that we're putting together. The Phoenix on the Sword is very, very good art. I absolutely adore it. I cannot wait to get it on the market and hear people's reaction to it so that we can drive more customers over to Kukurio. So yeah, that's Kukurio.com if anybody's interested. Highly recommended. Really good artist. Professional. Fucking got back to me in like a day and a half with a concept sketch. And I was like, yes, that's good. That's exactly what I was picturing. Go with that. You know, it's like, okay, well, what kind of colors were you going for? And I gave a basic breakdown, and I'm not an artist, so I don't fucking understand how to do any of this. You know, I don't know from color theory. I'm partially colorblind. I have a form of colorblindness. I can't be an artist. I can't explain this shit. So I just kind of gave, you know, vague hints like, okay, I want him to be kind of tan. And, you know, I'm looking for, like, black and, like, a gold phoenix on the sword and everything like that. Sword needs to be broken, you know, and then, like, a wooden wall with an axe behind the big baboon monster. And he did up the sketch, sent it over. Yes, that. Color it in. And he colored it in, and he sent it back, and I lost my shit, dude. I was so fucking happy with it. So I have no problem sending people Kakuryo's way. We're actually going to put that in the credits of, like, a lot of books that you see come out, they only credit the artist in, like, the copyright page or something like that. You know, there's, like, a little note somewhere in the front of the book that nobody fucking reads. So I'm wanting to put that, you know, this art was done by Kakuryo at Kakuryo.com up there, because I really appreciate it. It was fair price, good art, really good art. Like I said, professional. Prompt got back to me really quickly. It looks better than I could have ever imagined. So I would have no problem shilling Kakuryo. But yeah, that's basically what's up with the ads on the blog. So if you guys are looking to buy something on Amazon, I would appreciate it if you'd go through the affiliate link on my website. If you're looking for some comics, go through the affiliate link on my website to mycomicshop.com. And if you're looking for some anime, manga, figurines, dakimakuras, I don't know what all they sell on this website. I just use it for, like, manga and anime. That's it. I'm not interested in, like, figurines and collectibles and shit like that. I don't need to explain to people why I have, like, a foot tall snake woman statue in my house. I don't need that fucking headache. So I just use it for the anime and the manga. And occasionally some books. I think I actually got a Vampire Hunter D thing. I thought it was manga when I was looking at it, but it turns out it's actually a novel. I still need to dig that out and read it. But yeah, Vampire Hunter D, you kids don't know about that shit. That's an old movie from, like, the 70s. Really, really fucking good. Like, fantasy world, guys, like, got... He's a vampire and he's going out to kill Dracula and shit like that. It's awesome. It's fucking incredible. Go watch Vampire Hunter D if you haven't seen it. But yeah. If you need any of those products, then the affiliate account links will be on the store. I'm really not sure how long it'll take to get the Right Stuff anime one. But at this point, I'm just kind of going through, like, services that I use frequently, which isn't all that hard because they literally never stop fucking sending me advertisements in my email. So it's not that difficult to find stores that I use frequently. But I'm trying to find stuff that I like, companies that I use often, who have essentially done me right in the past by doing their fucking job, you know, and I've never had a problem with any of the companies that I'm doing the affiliate link. So I don't really have any issue with putting ads on my website for these companies. So if you need a middleman to get you some comics or some anime or some manga or, you know, something on Amazon, I would appreciate it if you would go to my website and click on the ad first to let them know that I sent you. So just wait on the Right Stuff anime one. Like I say, I'm going to try and get that done today, but it all depends. Like the Amazon affiliate account, they gave me the code that day, but there's like 180-day trial period where if you don't drive at least one sale to them within that 180 days via your affiliate account, then they cancel it and you're just done. So, you know, I went to one of my friends and I was like, hey, are you thinking about buying anything on Amazon? You know, would you mind using this link just to make sure that I get confirmed? Cause I don't want to leave something like that up to fate. I just want to have the thing and confirm it and have it up on the fucking blog. And then if people want to use it, they can go and use it. You know, if I never bring them another sale, you know, they at least got something out of giving me that HTML code. So yeah. And this is another thing that I would recommend to all of these YouTubers out here that are bitching about, oh, you're demonetizing my videos. Well, they have a right to. They have a right to demonetize your videos, okay? What they can't stop you from doing is putting an ad in your fucking video. Unless they just shut your fucking channel down. If you make the ad part of the fucking video and you sell that ad space to people, they cannot stop you from making money off of your content anymore. The only people that can stop you is the advertisers, if they decide that they don't want to advertise with you anymore. And it's not like it's hard to find people. Like I say, affiliate programs are out there. Just about every single service like Amazon or Write Stuff or my comic shop has an affiliate program. They're essentially begging for ad space at this point. Just go there, scroll to the bottom of the fucking page, find the thing, take the hour and a half out of your fucking day, and make a website and put it up on your fucking website and then start directing traffic to it. It's not that fucking difficult, guys. Or you could go to people like, for example, if you're a book YouTuber, Cloud Cuckoo Country, knock knock. You can go to authors and say, well, okay, I have this YouTube channel. I get this many hits, you know, on average per video. You know, I have this many subscribers. I noticed that you have a book out. If you give me X amount of money, I will put an ad for your book. You know, pick books that you like, you know, or you can just be like completely fucking soulless about it and advertise for anybody and everybody. You know, if you pay me money, I will put your ad on the fucking podcast or the YouTube video or whatever. But yeah, there's nothing stopping you from getting in touch with these people and saying, hey, I like your thing. I run this website or this YouTube channel. I want to advertise would you be willing to buy advertising space for me? You have to get your hustle on. You have to go out there and talk to people. You know, you have to go out there and ask people. You have to put it out that you're selling ad space. Speaking of which, I've been thinking about doing that myself. I've been thinking about, like my YouTube channel is essentially worthless, but the website is coming up. I've been thinking about that. If you got a book and you want it advertised, then come to me. We'll nail down a price. I'm under no illusions about what my blog traffic is worth. Hang on, I can actually tell you right now. Stats, here we go. Okay, according to Blogger, which may not be the best. According to Blogger, I got 42,373 all-time page views. Page views last month, I got 5,746. Page views yesterday, 162. Page views today, 75. So basically, I need to start pimping my shit more. Like I keep telling John Mollison. Can't even take my own fucking advice. But yeah, I'm under no illusions about how much traffic I'm getting. So I know that ad space on my site isn't exactly worth a whole lot. But if you want to advertise on my blog, the option is there. And I will work out a price with you that seems fair. You know, that's fair to you and fair to me. And then we'll work out a time frame, I don't know, maybe a month, and we'll see if you make your, you know, I don't fucking know, $20 back or whatever. But yeah, if you want to advertise on the blog, you can. Just get in touch. There's an email contact form right there on the side of the blog, you know, underneath the ads, underneath the follow by email on the left side. It says contact me, your name, your email, and your message. Just type it up, send. I will get it in my email address. I'll probably see it in my phone while I'm at work, and then I'll hit you back when I get home. And we'll hammer out the details. So if you want to sell ads on the blog and you don't want to go through Project Wonderful, you can contact me. You know, it'll probably be over on the left side because I'm thinking that like the left side will be like the top two are just the projects that I'm working on that I would like to drive traffic to. And then, you know, ads and then follow and whatever. The right side is going to be advertisements for my audiobooks because not everybody wants to go to the store and, you know, wait for that page to fucking load and then scroll down and find something that they're interested in and then click on that. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I am open to that possibility if anybody thinks that I'm worth advertising with. So I don't expect to get a lot of takers. But if anybody wants to, the option's there. So with these YouTubers, they have no hustle. They have no understanding of economics. Like, I'm not an economist, okay? I'm not, you know, I never studied economics. I never studied economics. I never took this in college or anything like that. I was one of those retards who racked up, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in debt on something retarded that's never going to pay bills. And I didn't even wind up finishing college anyway. So I just got shafted. So you can see why I'm desperate to kind of make a little money off of this. You know, that's another reason that I'm willing to do audiobooks for royalties. If you're willing to do the royalty thing, I'm willing to do the royalty thing because that's going to pay off years and years and years down the line. You know, it may take 5 years or whatever to get my effort back. You know, I might spend 72 hours making this audiobook and 72 hours worth of audio is probably about, depending, it really depends, is probably like, I don't know, $1,500, something like that. It may take me a long fucking time to get that $1,500 back, but if I keep up my online presence and I keep doing this shit, then eventually I'm going to make it back. Eventually. You know, it's a long-term plan. I might make enough, you know, to get a pack of cigarettes in like 3 months, but it's there, you know, it's a source of income, and I'm open to just about any and all sources of income. So also, I really want to fucking stop doing my day job. I hate my day job. I hate my day job. So if I can do this for a living, I want to do this for a living. It just takes a long time to set up, because that's just the nature of the beast. Also, I'm a naturally abrasive person. This is the anti-PC zone, bitches. But, you know, I'm not really politically correct. I'm kind of a risk. You know, I'm basically kind of relying on people to find me and enjoy what I'm doing, which not everybody's going to do. Like I say, apparently I have a fucking reputation, and this is news to me. This is news to me, but apparently I have a reputation as like an asshole and a white supremacist and a bigot and a transphobe and all of this shit. And I don't know about it because these people never come and fucking talk to me. Like, it seems like every single other person that gets like accused of all of this shit is just mobbed to death. Like, they are run off of websites and shit like that. They get call their fucking boss and all of that stuff. It never happens to me. It never happens. I barely ever get a non-hate on Tumblr. On Tumblr! Like, I insulted communists, and it lasted 2 days. 2 days. I got maybe one bit of a non-hate for saying that communists are worse than Nazis. Like, where the fuck are these people? Like, if you hate me so much, aren't you going to try and get me taken down? Or am I just like The Rock? Am I just immovable? You know, am I just a mountain and you just cannot fucking move me? You know, I'm not going to respond. And if I do, I'm going to respond with mockery and like vicious, you know, vitriol. I just don't cave to these fucking people. So maybe they just gave up and just decided to just hate me from afar. Or maybe they finally understand the Streisand effect. I don't know. Either way, it was news to me, because like I said, nobody ever come and told me this shit. But apparently one of my friends, you'll be able to hear this in the King of Limbo podcast from somebody else's mouth who actually went through it. But one of my friends started a Discord server for his YouTube fans. And they got in, and he went in and like was hanging out with people or just watching the chat. And someone said, you know, I love Cloud Cuckoo Country's, I love Cloud's YouTube videos, but I can't believe he hangs out with Jim Fear. And I just fucking died when I heard that. I was like, whoa. Okay, I need to figure this out. How much of a rep do I have? Who is saying what about me behind my back? Because I never Google myself. I never do any of this shit. I just kind of tootle away at my own little projects. I sit in my fucking cave and I just kind of tootle away at my own little projects. And I never go and read, like, I don't hate read File 770. You know, I don't hate read Lily Pete. I don't hate watch anybody's videos. If I don't watch your videos, or if I don't like you, or we're enemies, explicitly enemies, then I don't watch your shit. I don't go to your website. I don't give you clicks. I don't. It's like with the mainstream media. Like, part of the reason that I get in trouble for just reacting to article headlines is because it's not a fucking archive link, and I don't like these people, and I want them to go under, and I'm doing the exact opposite of helping them go under if I click on their fucking website. So if it's not an archive link, and I'm on my phone, like, at work, then I'm not fucking reading the article. I'm not giving these people a click. You know, that's, like, lesson one. You know, we learned this during Gamergate. If you don't like somebody, if they've been attacking you, or if they've been doing all of this shit, you just don't go to their fucking website, dude. Don't do it. Get an archive link, and then read the archive. Then you don't give them a click. You can even do it. I mentioned this on Twitter the other day. You can do this neat little trick, and I'll go through it right now and explain everything. Okay. I'm going to just go to Google and type in the Wall Street Journal. Okay? You can probably hear me typing. Okay, so let's just take the front page. Now, there's a Google results page right here in front of me. The very first link is the front page of the Wall Street Journal's website. Now, what you can do is you can take your mouse and right-click. I don't know how you do this with Mac. I don't have a Mac. I've never used a Mac. You know, I don't fucking know. I'm an evolved human being who can use a two-button mouse. Anyway, you just right-click on that. Can you hear me right-clicking? There you go. You just right-click on the link, and then you go down. This little box will pop up, and on my computer, it says open link in new tab, open link in new window, open link in incognito window, save link as, and this is the big one, copy link address. So you copy the link address, and then you open up a new tab. You can hear all these clicks. I'm hitting my mouse extra hard so you can hear me. And you go to your fucking search bar and you type in archive.is. Not difficult. And then archive.is web page capture will come up. And it says, my URL is live and I want to archive its content. And then it's got a box where you just paste and you will have pasted the front page of the Wall Street Journal and you click save the page. And then it does a loading screen. And this, depending on what you're saving, it may take a couple of minutes. But it's not usually that long. So we're going to wait this out in real time so you can get an idea of what I'm doing here. And like I say, this is the front page. This is an article. This isn't an article. It actually works faster with an article. Because there's less to capture. Like, I've done this with my own website before, and it's lightning quick. This, on the other hand, is taking a minute, so we get some fucking dead air in the podcast. So, while this is loading... There we go. And now, you have an archive of the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Now, you don't want to click on any of these links. I'm not going to link this archive in the description, because this is just illustrative right now. I just walked you through everything that you need to do. And this way, you starve these places of clicks, and you get rid of them, essentially. This is how you send journos to Coventry. I talked about this in an earlier podcast. We need to send these people to Coventry. We need to get the fuck rid of them. You know, we need to make sure that these people are, like, working at McDonald's in 2 years. Okay? This is how you do it. This is how you do it in the internet age, okay? Print media is failing. It is 100% fucking failing. And that hurts my soul because I love my library. I love my library. Thanks to CreateSpace, I can print on demand now. You know, I can print on demand. And thanks to Lulu, I can print really nice hardcovers on demand. And I just got issue 5 of Kirsova. So cool. I love the hardcover edition, man. Like, I'm going to put that up somewhere very safe. Like, I'm going to get an actual safe and put that in it. Just read the paperback that I got, because that hardcover is way too nice to mess up. Yeah, I'm a super nerd, in case you did not know. Anyway, this is how you fucking do it. Like, their print is already dying. Everybody's just using their fucking smartphones and their computers and their tablets and what the fuck ever, you know, fucking hologram projector that comes out of their asshole to access these news websites. They go to the website. They don't buy the Wall Street Journal newspaper. I'm sure there's like 15 people out there who still buy the Wall Street Journal's print edition. But nobody fucking else does. Everybody just uses the fucking the internet. That's it. We just go to the website. So instead of just going to the website, if you're going to share that link around, and I understand it's hard to do if you're on mobile. If you're on mobile, you kind of, to get the archive link, you have to give them a click. That's the only way to get the, like, I've tried doing it in, you might be able to do it in Brave, but if you're using, like, the Twitter app or something like that, you're shit out of luck. You have to click on the link to get the URL to archive it. So, before you share that around, archive it. It's not hard. It's really, really fucking simple. Just like with the affiliate program, it's like an extra couple of clicks. An extra couple of clicks, you have the exact same thing you wanted to look at. And say, okay, here we go. This has, still using the Wall Street Journal, it says, fading fears over trade policy power overseas rebound. And because this links, if I click that, it'll take me to that article on the Wall Street Journal, right? But I click copy link address instead, and then I open up a new tab, archive.is, enter. My URL is alive and I want to archive its content. Save the page. Invalid URL. Oh, okay. So, never mind. Here's how you do it. I've got it. The problem here is, and we're figuring this out, this is good, this is a learning experience, is that it says https://archive.is/o/a-string-of-numbers, which is the URL of the front page archive that I made. And then it says, you know, the actual URL of the article that I'm looking for. So I just paste in the archive link and then erase the archive. You know, just go from https://www.wsj.com, start at the HTTPS, the second one, erase all of that, save the page. It was already archived. There you go. Now I've just completely, like, I get to read this article all I want. I can share it around. I can give it to my friends. I can print it out and wipe my ass with it if I want to. And I didn't give the Wall Street Journal a single click in that entire fucking process. That whole time that I was just doing all of this shit. And, like, part of that was a learning experience, okay? You know, I didn't know that, you know, it would do that with the links within the article. So be careful. But that whole time, I didn't give the Wall Street Journal one click. This is how you fucking do it, guys. If you want to kill these outlets, and I do, I want them dead. I want them bankrupt and gone as business entities. I want the Wall Street Journal dead. I want the New York Times dead. I want the LA Times dead. All of these fucking lying media outlets, I want them dead. I want them to go the fuck away. I never want to read another BuzzFeed article in my fucking life. And the day that that company goes under will be a serious celebration day. I will catch another case of alcohol poisoning when BuzzFeed dies. I will be so happy I might kill myself from drinking. I want them gone. I want them dead, gang. I want them dead. And this is how you fucking do it. This is how you do it. In the internet age, this is how you kill these companies. You starve them. You starve them to death. And thankfully, with a service like archive.is, which isn't doing anything wrong, they're just archiving pages, we can use that tool that archive.is gave us to our benefit. We can turn a plowshare into a sword, essentially. You know, I know I sound like a... probably sound like a jackass, but I think about these things in military terms. You know, I like military history. I've read The Art of War. I've read the book Five Rings. You know, I have the 33 Laws of War. I read the 48 Laws of Power. There's a lot of military history in that book. I've got military histories. I love World War II history. General Patton kicked ass. Winston Churchill was great. You know, all of this stuff. You know, the fighting between the Reds and the Germans and... all of that shit. Sabaton is quickly becoming one of my favorite bands because that's all they fucking sing about is military history. So I love this shit. And this is how I think about this. This is how I think about these things. They are the enemy. They have declared themselves the enemy. And you do not give your enemy money. You do not give your enemy clicks. You do not help your enemy at all. And most importantly, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Like, all of these people who, like, quote-unquote, mean well, and they're trying to tell these people how to do it. No, you need to stop doing that. You need to stop telling these people how badly they're fucking up. Encourage them. Encourage them. Get them to go more insane. Give them suggestions. Come up with the craziest fucking thing you can and tell it to them. Give them suggestions. Let them dig their own fucking grave. Never interrupt your enemy while he is making a mistake. Okay? Like, I'm sick of all these outlets and I want them gone. This is how we do it. I don't know how I got off on that fucking tangent, but I've been going on for almost an hour now. So to wrap this, this little segment up, that's how you fucking do it, guys. There you go. Nothing else need be said. I have no idea how I got caught up on that shit. But I felt the need to explain it again because good advice bears repeating. But yeah, with these fucking YouTubers, I think that was what I was talking about. They just need to sell ad space. It's not that fucking hard. You go to people, you talk to people, you know, you talk to people and then you ask them if they want to sell. I mean, if you've got a huge audience, there's nothing but gain for both of you there. You know, they pay you $50 a month and or whatever, and you do an ad for them and you direct people to their thing. You both make money. What the fuck is the miscommunication here? And affiliate programs, according to Aaron, they work. He's been doing this for a lot longer than I have, so I'm trying to get in on that. You know, I don't want to go to the same building for 40 years and see the same people for 40 years. You know, I don't want to have my life be dependent on a boss. You know, that's why I keep my shit very separate. Very separate. I don't talk about where I work, and I don't talk about what I do online at work. You know, occasionally, if they're like, why the fuck are you so tired? It's like, oh, I had a podcast last night or whatever. That's all I say. I don't, like, tell them where or where to go find it or anything like that. Not that they would. They're not really interested in this kind of thing. Not the stuff that I do. It's like I was talking about with John Mollison last night. He said something along the lines of, you know, you go to work and you're around the water cooler and, you know, they're like, oh, did you watch the new, you know, I'll use sports. Did you watch the sports game last night? Like, everybody was talking about fucking Carolina, whatever it was. I don't fucking know. You know, and it's just totally fucking boring to you. You have no idea. You don't know from fucking Adam about this thing. And I'm heavily paraphrasing John right now. Heavily paraphrasing. But you don't know this from fucking Adam. And, you know, they ask you, oh, how was your weekend? What did you do last night? You know, it's like, oh, I got into a Twitter fight about, you know, how Michael Moorcock ripped off Conan with the Elric novels and had to cheat to do it. You know? And they just give you this, like, dead stare, like, what in the fuck are you talking about? Like, completely over their head. Just like all the sports stuff goes completely over my head, it just goes completely over you. You're talking, like, you're both, there's a brick wall between you, and you're both, like, talking into it, and nothing's getting across. So, yeah, it was a really fun conversation. I think you guys are going to like that podcast. It was a lot of fun. I guess that's all I got to say about those two things. Just, don't hate me for putting ads up on the blog and shit like that. I'm trying to make a business out of this. I'm trying to turn this into my job, guys. And the audiobook thing with the job right now is not going to pay the bills. It's just not, especially with my eye fucked up the way it is, which hopefully will be going away soon. It's just not going to pay the bills. So I have to, and like my hours got cut at my job, and it's total bullshit. So I'm devoting more time to this. I have more time to devote to this. I'm devoting more time to it. I'm trying to monetize it, trying to get it started while I'm, you know, just building it. I'm in the building an audience stage. You know, there's a few people that listen to my, you know, podcast and read my blog and throw links around and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to strike before the iron even gets hot. Like I'm heating up like multiple irons in this fire so that I can strike them whenever they start to get a little bit warm. But the bright side with the affiliate accounts is that so long as they don't ever listen to my podcast or read my website or, you know, go investigate my Twitter feed, which, I mean, they would have no reason to, but there's probably thousands upon thousands of people that do the Amazon affiliate account. I can't see them ever coming to my website and being like, whoa, what the fuck? We're advertising with this guy? Although that's inevitably what would happen if they did go to my website. But yeah, that's basically where that's at. So, it has been a while since I just recommended something fun to you guys that I recently watched or read. So, a buddy of mine, good friend of mine, known this guy for, I don't know, like probably about 5 years now, maybe. Probably about 5 years. But he and I both kind of have the same tastes in anime. Kinda. He is more into like the rom-com, you know, slice of life stuff. Meanwhile, I'll watch just about anything, you know, unless it's shit. I try not to watch shit. If I'm bored, I just stop watching. But he showed me this show, and we sat down and watched it together, because he wanted to make sure that I fucking watched it. It wasn't one of those things where I was going to get away with, oh, yeah, I'll watch this, and then just never fucking do it. I'm scatterbrained. I'm sorry. I forget shit all the fucking time. There was a period in my life where I woke up and I just started smoking weed until I went to sleep. You know, it wrecked my fucking short-term memory. I have to write shit down all the time now. It's so annoying. Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Let me be an object lesson. Yeah. Out in the yard, throwing up is not fun. Okay? having permanent short-term memory loss is not fun. Don't do drugs. It's not worth it. It's really not worth it. I would probably have a lot more money if I had never smoked pot. I'd probably have a lot of money if I stopped drinking and smoking cigarettes, too, but I'm not gonna, so it's kind of a moot point. Well, I'm not gonna right now. I am slowing down on the cigarettes, and I'm trying to slow down on the booze, but shit's just stressful, man. I need an outlet. But anyway. Back to this thing I wanted to tell y'all about. So, he showed me this show, and he was like, you know, it's really a hard sell. I can't really get anybody else to watch it. So, do you want to? And I was like, all right, yeah, sure, fine. And it's a show called Kokoro Connect. And the title translates to Heart Connect. And what it is it's a slice of life anime with supernatural themes and weird shit happens. So they keep it very, very interesting. The writing is insanely good. Very good. The voice acting is bomb as fuck, too. I actually like this one so much that I went and looked up, after we watched it in Japanese, I went and looked up the dub and watched the dub to see how the American voice actors did and to see how much they changed things. I noticed one line that they actually did not put into the English dub. And if you want to figure out which one it is, you're going to have to go watch it yourself. Because I'm not going to spoil anything, and that would be a pretty big spoiler. Just the ending is very good. That's all I'm going to say. It's only 17 episodes long, so it's not even as long as, like, Cowboy Bebop or Trigun. And the basic premise of the story is that there are these high schoolers, and everybody at this high school it's like a requirement. You have to join a club at this high school. And these people didn't really fit in anywhere. You know, the clubs that they wanted didn't even exist. So they kind of got together and they made their own club, and basically they just kind of hang out and dick around all day. Like, they put out a newspaper, I think, is what they actually do. Like, the writers kind of forget that they're actually in a club and the club has a point. But you don't really mind, because the club stuff that they do is fucking boring anyway. They basically just hang around and eat and talk shit. That's what they do in their club. And they are noticed by this kind of otherworldly entity called Heartseed. And it takes over their teacher's body and comes and talks to him. And he's like, basically, he just comes to him and says, all right, look, y'all are some very interesting people. And really, like, my friend New Blood brought this up. He's the one who showed me the show. He brought this up. He was like, you know, I think this is just the writers jerking themselves off. And I tend to agree with him, but they're not wrong. So they kind of deserve to have their little wank fest. But this Heartseed entity comes to them and is like, all right, look, y'all are some very interesting people. So I'm going to start fucking with you. I'm just going to start screwing with you. Just out of the blue, this just happens. And you never get an explanation of what Heartseed is or where he comes from. Never. Not once. They do not explain that at all. So don't go to this looking for that. They're not going to explain it because it's not the focus of the show. The focus of the show is not Heartseed and where he comes from. The focus of the show is these characters. And basically what they do with these characters is they take these already interesting, deep characters, and they put them through a fucking meat grinder. I mean, this show is like the psychological equivalent of The Somme. If you don't know what The Somme is, go look it up. S-O-M-M-E. It's one of the worst meat grinder warfare situations in World War II, I believe. No, that was World War I. But anyway, yeah, this is like the psychological equivalent of The Somme. And it's just crazy what they fucking do with these people. Like, he's like, okay, first off, we're going to make you switch personalities randomly. So your mind is going to be in your friend's body, and they have to deal with it. And it's like two guys and three girls. So they have to deal with all of this shit. And these are like high schoolers, man. They don't know from, they're just going through puberty and they got to deal with this shit. And the whole show is just like, it just gets worse and worse and worse for these people until eventually every single one of them just breaks down. Like, they just fucking break. And then they keep going. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And it, over the course of the show, they all grow stronger and they mature and they work things out and they come together and they gain a deeper understanding of each other and their friendship. It is a very beautiful story. A couple of the characters do fall in love. I'm not going to say who with who, but yeah, a couple of the characters do fall in love. It's a very sweet subplot. Really, like there are parts of this show that just heart-wrenching, just like grab your heartstrings and rip them out. It's so good. Like, I'm actually going to buy this one. I'm saving up my money. I'm going to go to Right Stuff Anime, and I already looked it up. They have a box set with the OVA and the entire series in English and Japanese, and I'm going to buy it. I've already decided that shit. This is one of those ones that I enjoyed too much to not buy. Just like with Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun. I just enjoyed that show too fucking much to not buy it. I want to have that on my shelf. So this comes highly, highly fucking recommended. I'll put a link in the description to a website where you can watch it. It's on Crunchyroll. I'll probably just use the Crunchyroll link. Maybe I can get a Crunchyroll affiliate. I don't know. I don't have the money for a Crunchyroll account, so I just use it to watch the free stuff that they have in the backlog. But yeah, Kokoro Connect. K-O-K-O-R-O Connect. It's a very good show. And like I say, the voice acting is incredible. Like, these characters are already interesting and they sell themselves. So you don't really need the best voice actors ever. And they kind of proved that with the English dub. Like I say, the English dub is insanely faithful. Like, almost 100% faithful. We're talking like 99.999999% faithful. I noticed one line that they actually cut out. They didn't change it. They just cut it out because it would be really awkward for American audiences. But, like I say, if you want to figure that out, if you want to figure out what line I'm talking about, then just go watch the Japanese version and then go watch the dub. But, in both English and Japanese, the voice actors really sell these fucking characters. I mean, they do such a good job. Like, they go from, like, talking normally, like I'm talking to you guys right now, to, like, screaming angry and, like, break down crying, and it really sounds like they actually just, like, okay, hit me, and then I'm gonna cry, you know? Kind of shit. Like beat me up in the voice booth until I cry, and then tape me crying, and we'll use that in the show. It really does fucking sound like that. And the American voice actors kind of, like, I noticed lines that were flubbed, but I kind of justify it by these are high school students, so they're not always going to talk properly anyway. And the voice actors actually do sound like high school students. It's not like they got a bunch of 40-year-olds to come in and voice these characters. I don't know. They were probably, like, I don't know, in their 20s, somewhere in there. But very, very good voice actors. I was very impressed. So yeah, it's an amazing show. And like I said, it only gets worse. Like, the personality swapping is just the first thing he puts them through. And then that ends, and it ends on such a fucking shock note. Like, oh my God. Like, I flipped shit when that happened. I'm not going to tell you what happens, because I really do want you to go watch the show. It's really, really fucking good. Yeah, then let's see. What happens after the personality switch? There's one point in the show where they do emotion transmission, and if they have, like, a strong thought, it happens randomly, but it's transmitted to other people in their group. One of these five people, or all of them, will get this thought transmission. So, like, their deepest, darkest secrets and the way that they really feel, they'll try to play it off verbally and be like, oh, no, I'm not really that upset. I'm just going to go home. I'm tired. And then this thought will come through. It's like, why is this bitch questioning me like this? And then, you know, they have to deal with that and try to maintain their friendship. And it's just such a good show. And like I say, it's only 17 episodes long, not that long, especially for an anime. You know, won't take a lot of time unless you do what I did and go watch the dub because you really fucking like it. I think the manga is only like 4 issues long, something like that. I don't know. I would have to go and look it up, and I don't fucking feel like it right now. But yeah, very, very good show. Very good. Like, this is how you do characterization right. I'm very impressed. So yeah. All right, I guess that's the podcast, guys. Don't forget, got the affiliate accounts up there. thanks again to Mr. Boyle for being so understanding. And thanks to everybody for all of your well wishes. I do appreciate it. I will keep you guys updated on the eyeball situation. As soon as it's healed, you're going to know, because I'm going to start recording shit again and never stop. I've got a lot of work to make up. A lot of work. So, yeah, there's the podcast with John Mollison coming up next week, which I'm going to spend this week editing. There is the podcast King of Limbo that will feature me. I'm not really sure when that's coming out. It might come out Wednesday, but it might be next Wednesday. I don't know if he records a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance or what. But as soon as it goes live, I will direct you guys to it. Yeah, we have the affiliate program, so if you're looking to buy something on Amazon, I would appreciate it if you would just go to my website, click on the Amazon banner, and, like, you don't pay anything extra, all of that stuff. You buy whatever you want on Amazon, I get a commission. If you're looking for comics, click the My Comic Shop, My Comic Shop, My Online Comic Shop, I don't fucking remember, I'm so horrible, my memory is shot today. MyComicShop.com, there we go. So if you need comics, go through that affiliate link. I'm going to work on getting the Right Stuff link. So if you need any manga or anime or figurines or anything like that, you can go through them. Like I say, all of these services are very good. Never had a problem with them. I've been using them for a long time now, and I'm very happy with the service that I have received. And usually, sometimes someone will snipe you with the My Comic Shop thing. Like, if you're looking for something that's really rare, you know, like, I've got shit on my want list that I don't hear about for months, sometimes years. Like, it has been probably about a year and a half since I started collecting the Wildcats comics. And most of them I just bought. Like, there are plenty of issues out there that are just, they made a million of them or whatever. So they're really cheap. You can get them for like a buck. But there are certain variants that are really rare, like the variant covers, like they have like all the way up through F, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, kind of like different covers for this one issue. And I've bought that same issue like 8 times just to get all the variant covers because I really, really like the Wildcats. But and I'm trying to complete that collection. So you could get sniped, but that hasn't happened to me very often. Usually I'm pretty quick on the trigger. So I highly recommend all of these services. Like I say, I've used them for years. And I would appreciate it if you're going to use them. Just go to my website, click on the thing first. There you go. Okay, so we also have Aaron Cleary, CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com. He has several books out on Amazon. Worthless, The Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. Makes a great gift for kids going into college. Bachelor Pad Economics, which is like a financial survival Bible. Enjoy the Decline, Reconnaissance Man. Those two I also did in audio. Now, I don't get royalties from these, but Aaron is doing me a solid by actually hiring me to do his audiobooks, and he promotes me on his podcast. So that's why he's in this list. I owe the guy. I owe the guy a lot. He's basically jump-starting my career, you know, and I really appreciate that. I'm insanely grateful for that. So yeah, go check out Aaron. He's also got a YouTube channel, and there's a lot of good advice. Like Aaron's YouTube channel is just like nothing but good advice. He also runs Asshole Consulting. So if you need somebody who will tell you the unvarnished truth and help you solve your problems, he's the guy to fucking go to. He always gives. I've watched tons of his videos. He'll do it in video form if you want. You just send him an email, talk to him a little bit. He'll work out the question, and then he'll make a video out of it, put it up on his YouTube channel, and other people can benefit from his wisdom about your mistake. So if you ever need any consulting done, go to assholeconsulting.com. There you go. That's all of Aaron's stuff, I do believe. He's also on my blog roll. So if you go down my blog, there's a section underneath the contact form. It says Brothers in Arms, Castalia House, Captain Capitalism / Aaron Cleary. Just click on that. That'll take you right to his website. And he's got all of his stuff linked up over there. We also have the ads on the right side of the blog, which are for audiobooks that I've done. Now, the top three are the Catherine Kimbridge novels that I have recorded, and I do get royalties off of those. So if you're looking for some good, slightly military sci-fi action, if you're into, like, the strong female main character kind of stuff, it's really good. Like, it's really good. He doesn't really pull all of the feminist stuff. And I was talking with John about this. It didn't really strike me until last night, but it's actually superversive. So it's written from a Christian worldview. Like, God is taken for granted as existing in this universe. And there's a really cool priest character who's also, I think, the captain of the ship. He's one of my favorite characters. I absolutely love that dude. He was a lot of fun to voice. But, yeah, so I get royalties off of those. So if you're looking for some good sci-fi, go buy those audiobooks. John E. Boyle, Queen's Heir. I'm going to be producing the audiobook for that as soon as my my eye heals up. So go over to Amazon. I'll put an ad on the website. If you just go to the website, just jimfear138.blogspot.com, you'll see the first post there until I make a new one is Queen's Heir by John E. Boyle and an explanation of my medical problems. And there's a picture of the cover of Queen's Heir right there. You just click on the picture and it'll take you directly to the Amazon page. Go buy the book. Okay. I owe the guy. You can get it in Kindle or paperback, soon to be audio. Give it like 2 months. Hopefully, if this clears up as fast as I hope it does. But I really appreciate what that guy is doing for me. He basically saved my ass by sending me an advance on the audiobook, and it's been able to, using that money, I've been able to get my eye doctored on and my car fixed. So I'm insanely grateful, and I would consider it a favor if you guys went over there and buy the book. Just buy the book. And, you know, if you read it and enjoy it, write an Amazon review. You know, it does help. It does help. If you don't enjoy it, then fuck off. He doesn't need negative reviews. But yeah, I think that's about it. That's all that I can remember, at least. But I'm really scatterbrained. Oh yeah, I also have a store page with links to all of the audiobooks that I've done. It also has some stuff on my Bandcamp, which these recordings are old. They are from back when I was using a Blue Snowball to record instead of this very nice piece of equipment that I have right now. So this is all like old stuff, but there's stuff on there that is on the YouTube channel. Like The Egg by Andy Weir is on the YouTube channel. The Halloween Countdown 2014 is on the YouTube channel. I'm thinking of re-recording these, but I really don't want to touch creepypasta with a fucking 10-foot pole. I might fall into a spike trap or something. And then I have some Holders recordings, which I did for a cancer charity that never really took off. Basically, we were going to get a bunch of narrators together. This was right after the Slender Man stabbing happened. And we wanted to do something good for, you know, some segment of the population. So we decided to get all these people together, and we're all going to record a certain number of Holders stories, and we're going to read them and play them in a live stream and see how much money we can raise and just give it to a cancer charity. Because we all don't really make money off of this anyway, so we didn't really care at the time. But through mismanagement, it fell through and it never really materialized, and I was just kind of stuck with these recordings of these Holders stories. So I figured, fuck it, why not just put them up on a Bandcamp? So if you go over there and you click on those, you'll go directly to the Bandcamp, and you can get, like, you can do previews of them and see if that audio quality right there is worth worth paying for. So, also, I would like to thank Undurpable and FNGR for the new artwork. I love that picture. You may have noticed it if you're following me on social media, which, by the way, got YouTube, Gab, Minds, Twitter, Tumblr. I think that's everything. Yeah. Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, Minds, Gab. I also have a Reddit, but I never use it. And I'm on iTunes, but for some reason, my iTunes has stopped updating and I have not had the time to go get in touch with these people. And I keep forgetting, like I say, I'm really scatterbrained at the best of times, but, yeah. So you can find all that on the fucking website. Hopefully I'm actually going to try writing something up for Kokoro Connect without giving away too many spoilers to go on the website, because I really do need to write for the fucking website again. It's been 31st, 1st, 2nd. It's been 3 days. I need something else to go up on the blog besides the podcast. So, you know, I really do need to write more for that. Drink less, write more. Drink less, write more. But I drink when I write, so you see the problem here. All right, I've been going on for an hour. $1.20. This is going to take forever to fucking edit. Thanks again for listening, guys. Go check out the people that I mentioned, and go buy Queen's Air by John E. Boyle. And it's H-E-I-E-R? Yeah, E-I-R. H-E-I-R, not A-I-R. Not like air like you breathe, like air like the heir to the king. Or in this case, the heir to the queen. So yeah, go buy that book. You'd be doing me a solid, because this guy has been very patient and very kind with me, and I really cannot thank him enough, and I owe him. I owe him big. So, you know, I would really appreciate it if you guys would go and buy that book. Let's see if we can't get his sales numbers and his review numbers up a little bit, because a lot of you guys read a lot faster than I do. I'm horrible. I keep getting distracted. I haven't even finished Summa Helvetica yet. I've been reading it for months now. Anyway, all right, I'm going to shut the fuck up now. All right, it's been good talking with you guys. Catch y'all next week. Don't forget, John Mollison will be here next week on the podcast. It was a very good conversation. Looking forward to editing it. Looking forward to releasing it. Hope you guys are looking forward to hearing it. So I will catch y'all next week with John Mollison. Y'all have a lovely rest of whatever the fuck is left of the weekend. And by the time I get this fucking edited and uploaded, it's already 2:38. Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to edit like the wind, boyo. And I hope that y'all have a good week, too. All right. I'll catch y'all later. Peace out.